Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at FoxSportsRadio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
This is the Best of the Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go. It is a Wednesday. You know I love Wednesdays. I get my Joel Klatt 1 hour from now. Live in L.A., it's The Herd, wherever you may be, however you may be listening. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1. Jason McIntyre is joining me as always. I went to dinner last night, and Kim Kardashian sat right next to me. How about that?
Who?
I know.
I don't know who that is.
Right. I felt for 45 minutes, I felt like I was hip.
I wish I had a funny line, a funny retort.
By the way,
Kim Kardashian thing,
more beautiful in person. That's what I thought.
Well, when you get that much work done, yeah, you're going to look great.
Come on.
Jeez.
Come on. That's all natural, all organic.
Oh, yeah. All natural, Kim
Yellow
Kardashian.
Card for you right off the top of the show.
That might be a red instant ejection.
That's right.
Get him off the pitch.
Okay, so Brent Jones is a former great tight end for the San Francisco 49ers. Now, he's piling on Jimmy Garoppolo. And I want to start with something before I get to the clip. So psychologists, people that do this for a living, say money doesn't make you happier once you get to like $75,000, $80,000. You get your basic needs, food, transportation. It doesn't make you happier. So a lot of times fans will say, well, they make a lot of money. Does it make you happier? It makes you richer. It may make you more comfortable. But psychologically, athletes are dealing with the same stuff we are. Adam Silver, the commissioner of the NBA, said about a year ago, I think, maybe it was 2 years ago, that his players were miserable. They're on their devices. People are criticizing them. They're on the road. They're by themselves. It's a lonely existence. And you think, well, they make a lot of money. Lots of people in therapists' offices are rich. Therapists have a lot of rich clients. They're miserable, too. And they're vulnerable, too. So Jimmy Garoppolo, and Kyle Shanahan said this week, Jimmy Garoppolo's not in game shape yet. And I've defended Garoppolo saying, listen, because they were trying to make the Trey Lance thing work, they didn't even let him practice. He didn't start game one, didn't start game two. This is the first time in 9 months Jimmy G took all the snaps for an entire week. Of course he's going to struggle. High altitude, great Denver defense. Denver's defense is top three in the league right now. Great defensive line. Everybody's piling on him. So Brent Jones, you know, reputable guy, was a great, great tight end, a Niner, goes in a radio station, KNBR in San Francisco, unloads on Jimmy G's sort of personality. Here we go.
I want to see Jimmy grabbing a couple receivers and talking to him. I want to see him going over and patting his lineman on the shoulder and say, hey, guys, I need some time. I want him talking to a coach. I want to see some emotion. I want to see some quarterbacking. But they always just show him sitting there, you know, looking stoic, posing. I want my quarterback all in. And I'm not saying he's not, but it sure comes across like, too bad. I had to take a pay cut this year.
Let me defend Garoppolo again. Maybe he doesn't feel all in because they've talked about drafting another quarterback for 2 years and trading him for 2 years. And then they did draft that quarterback. And though he was better, he was not given a playbook or allowed to practice with the team, as trade rumors circulated the entire time. Those all have been leaked out. Would you be all in? If you worked at a company, I'm at Fox and I work for iHeartRadio, and for 2 years, they hired my replacement. They let it leak publicly. They were moving off from me. I took a pay cut, which Garoppolo has done. My heir apparent's in the building, and they took away my playbook, if I had one. Maybe I wouldn't be all in either. All Jimmy Garoppolo has done since he arrived there, been a good soldier, played hurt, beaten Aaron Rodgers, I think, 3 times, got to a Super Bowl, outplayed Mahomes for 3 quarters, took a pay cut, sat off to the side, wasn't allowed to practice. Maybe he's not all in. Would you be? Folks, first of all, his personality isn't Manning or it's not Peyton Manning or Tom Brady. He's not a really intense guy. That's not his personality. He's a very laid-back guy. It's kind of the good-looking, chill guy that you like to go hang out with, go golf with, have a beer with. He's like a chill dude. A lot of these guys are great athletes, but, you know, would you want to hang out with Russell Wilson or some of these really intense guys? Maybe not. But Jimmy you want to hang out with. Right? Like, he's a chill dude. So I don't think he's a really, you know, fiery guy to begin with. But we all have limits. Doesn't matter how good-looking you are. It doesn't matter, you know, how rich you are. We all have limits. And for 2 years, he has just been a great soldier, rehabbed multiple times, got to a Super Bowl, beaten Aaron Rodgers. Kyle Shanahan's record without him is 33% winning percentage, I think. Could be wrong, but it's close to that. And constantly, how would you feel if an employee at your company doesn't feel he's all in or you're all in? He's going to feel different about us. And he's become a me person. Jimmy is like, he's moved into the me category a little. It's like, you're moving off me anyway. You got my replacement anyway. You're going to trade me anyway. I took a pay cut for you. You don't win without me. I beat Aaron Rodgers in Lambeau. You're not into me. So guess what? I'm going to be into me. It's a protective mechanism, I would imagine. Some therapist could talk about it. If you feel everybody's bailing on you, if my wife's bailing, my company's bailing, then I'm going to protect me. So, yeah, he's not pumping a fist. He's not all in. The Niners aren't all in. You're going to look back at Jimmy Garoppolo. Someday we're going to be sitting around, and you'll look at Jimmy Garoppolo, and you're going to be like, hey, he won like 72% of his games, got to a Super Bowl, had a winning record against Aaron Rodgers. Nobody ever liked him. And it was funny, when he left, they never won big again. That's very possible, since they don't win when he doesn't play. You know, if Seattle ends up getting a star quarterback in the draft, Kyler Murray's a star quarterback, Matt Stafford's good, Trey Lance is hurt, we don't know what's going to happen there. Go ask Bill Belichick about finding a replacement for a quarterback that wins 75% of the time, whether it's Brady or Garoppolo. It's hard. It's hard to win in this league, man. Jacksonville just scored on their last 7 possessions against the Chargers defense. It is hard to win in this league. The Rams barely got past the tanking Atlanta Falcons. So, yeah, he's probably not all in. Either of the Niners. For 2 years. Okay, so Ed Reed's the greatest safety, many believe, of all time. He's a former Baltimore Raven and a great. And he's talking about Lamar Jackson. The funny thing I find with Lamar Jackson is the Ravens did offer him a contract. It was like 5 years, $250 million. He turned it down. So let's not make it like the Ravens have not said to Lamar, we want you to be here for the next half decade. Here's $250 million. And Lamar's like, nope, not good enough. I'm going to bet on myself. But there's this feeling now the Ravens don't want him. They do. They do want him. They offered him. When you could be offered $250 million and that's somebody not wanting you, you're pretty good. So Ed Reed said, here's the key with Lamar. He's got to take care of business. He's got to protect himself.
You know, I'm not telling him to play scared or anything because I don't think he's going to do that. He hasn't displayed that. But he has to be smart, you know, because it is a business, you know, and they will use that to get you, you know, whether you like it or not. You can think these people love you. You know, they're showing their true colors right now, you know, and there's no shots at the Ravens because they're an organization that's a business. It's a business first.
Lamar's good. He's got one playoff win, and they offered him $250 million. Yes, they're showing their true colors. They want him to stay, but they have questions about winning in the postseason. Now, I've said in recent years I'd pay him. I didn't know what he was going to be out of college. I had no idea. But he's developed into, by year two, he's a star. And I would pay him. And I'd probably pay him in the mid-$300 millions. I just think he's really, really good, and he gets better every year. But when I start hearing this, and Ed Reed's not the first to say this, but I have heard this multiple times from players. Hey, man, it's a business. Yeah, and the business is winning. Win games and play. Stop protecting yourself. Like, Lamar's good because he doesn't protect himself. Kyler Murray's really good when he doesn't protect himself. Russell Wilson's really good when he runs. But when I hear stuff like that, it makes me, if I was a general manager, I would be very reluctant to draft a Jalen Hurts. What makes Jalen Hurts great is he uses all his skills. He's getting better as a thrower. He was established as a runner. We can talk about business. I hear athletes saying this all the time. Your business is winning at basketball and winning at football and being a great athlete. And you have to use all your skills to do that. But should I protect my voice if I don't believe I'm getting the money I deserve? My job is to do the best job I can, let the chips fall where they may. He's in the fifth year of a five-year contract. He's got a contract. He's been great. And they've offered him a fortune, $250 million. I don't think it's enough. I think they'll regret it. I think at the end of this year, Baltimore is going to be, my takeaway, they may end up being the number one or number two seed. So I think, you know, you play this game back and forth, and if I was the Ravens, I'd get it sewn up fast because he's really developed in the last 3 years into a great one. But I hear this all the time. The message now I'm hearing over and over to running quarterbacks is protect yourself. I'd be careful about that because quarterbacks get hurt in weird ways. Peyton Manning had four neck surgeries. Was he running around? Tom Brady missed a season because somebody lunged into his legs. Does he run around? Dak Prescott's not playing because he banged his throwing hand on a helmet. That's how Dak got hurt. Drew Brees almost lost his career to a shoulder surgery. He's the definition of a pocket passer. Whatever the man upstairs God gave you, use all of them every time you play. If you're a corner, you're a quarterback. But I'm hearing this a lot now. Got to protect yourself if you're a running quarterback. Well, I think protecting yourself, because, by the way, Lamar is not getting hurt running around. Jalen Hurts is not getting hurt running around. Peyton Manning, though, had four neck surgeries. Kyler Murray last year in the playoff game stopped running. It was a disaster. And by the way, it came back to bite him in some ways because the owner came out to take a shot at him. He got into a very public spat because he refused to do what he does. He was protecting himself. I just don't like the messaging on that. What makes Lamar great is he's all in, every play, cares deeply. It's not about protecting himself. It's about being Lamar Jackson. You know, Trevor Lawrence likes to run. Keep running, even if you don't get a second contract. Trevor Lawrence, keep moving. Josh Allen, by the way, taking a total beating. And I hear this. Look what happened to Cam Newton, though, Colin. Look what happened to Cam Newton. Cam Newton was never as refined a passer as Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson can run and throw. I never liked Cam as a thrower. And by the way, Cam's biggest injury, do you remember what it was? It was bad judgment. He tried to make a tackle. Baker Mayfield's biggest injury, do you remember what it was? He threw a pick and tried to tackle a safety and square him up. So quarterbacks get hurt. Some of these guys that don't move are hurt all the time. I mean, Aaron Rodgers has had two collarbone surgeries. He's ideally and mostly a pocket quarterback, certainly now. So the idea that you got to protect yourself, oh, I hate the messaging on that. In any business, use your superpower. Lean into your skill set. Don't worry about protecting it. By the way, start telling me all the great quarterbacks in NFL history who were great in their first contract that didn't, because of an injury, get a second great contract. Name them. Sam Bradford was never great. Name them. Tell me all. By the way, Jordan missed a year. Brady's missed a year. John Stockton missed a year. Tell me all the great quarterbacks in league history, the runners, the throwers, that got hurt in their first contract and were great. Lamar's great and didn't get a second one. Folks, you know how many contracts Sam Bradford got? And he wasn't. Go look at his money. And he was never great. Lamar's going to get paid. Lamar's getting paid. And if I was the Ravens, I'd pay him now. But I don't like this messaging that I'm hearing constantly about, hey, man, it's a business. You got to protect yourself. Quarterback is the business of production and winning. Use everything you've got. It will take care of itself. He'll get paid multiple times going forward. All right. By the way, Deshaun Watson got hurt. I could be wrong. I think he got hurt at practice. Teddy Bridgewater had his worst injury at practice. Never know when you're going to get hurt. When you're my age, you do. It'll be a car wreck because I'm too old to see, or I'll be skiing too fast. I know how I'm going to get hurt. Quarterbacks, you have no idea. Practice, knees, run, no idea.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net, with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
So this week, New England faces, and their defense face Aaron Rodgers. The line is 10. I think it's going to be really competitive, even with Brian Hoyer. I'm not buying into at all right now the Packers offense, which has like one touchdown in the second half in three games, got really boxed by Minnesota, beat a terrible, well, they're 2-1, but not a good Bears team. And Tampa Bay was ravaged with injuries. So, you know, Aaron yesterday said Bill's the greatest coach of all time, and Bill says Aaron is unbelievably spectacular. He was nicer to Aaron Rodgers than anything he ever said about Tom Brady. It's amazing. He loved Cam Newton. He loves Aaron Rodgers. Brady is fine. So it's the Mutual Admiration Society, Belichick to Rodgers and Rodgers to Belichick. But it is interesting now. Bill is under 500 without Tom. Say that out loud. The greatest coach of all time. Under 500 without Tom. And I do think sometimes, how much will it affect Belichick's legacy if he stays around for three more years and gets crushed by Josh Allen twice a year and now Tua twice a year? But, you know, Joe Namath, it ended poorly. Mickey Mantle, it ended poorly. Michael Jordan with the Wizards ended poorly. Favre, Jets, like, it doesn't diminish anything. Marlon Brando, many believe, the greatest actor ever. His last 15 years personally were a disaster, and he had 7 to 8 bombs. It doesn't matter. We tend to, whatever reason why, I don't know, we tend to remember the great times. Maybe it makes us happier. Even among coaches, you know, Phil Jackson had that GM with a Knicks disaster. Nobody really cares. Jimmy Johnson, Miami, wasn't ideal. Tom Landry in Dallas got fired. Greg Popovich now with the Spurs is still considered the best coach. But two things are happening to Belichick. Number one, Brady left. That's a big deal, and Brady's the best that's ever played the position. That's huge, obviously. I still contend Sean Payton retired briefly because Drew Brees was done. And he knows you can't win in this league without a top 15, top 12 quarterback. But the other thing that's happened, the NFL has pivoted away from defense because of safety concerns, CTE, you know, moms not wanting their sons to play football. So it's a very offensive league. Great for fantasy football, very offensive. And to prove that, and I've said, I think a lot of these defensive coaches who are great, Mike Tomlin, Mike Zimmer, Bill Belichick, Pete Carroll, you look around the league right now, the lowest 7 passer ratings in the league, 6 of the 7 quarterbacks have a defensive head coach. Now, Belichick, we think, is smarter than that above all that, but he's not. And it was a great moment yesterday on the show, a real eye-opener for me, when Seth Wickersham, who wrote a remarkable book on the Patriots dynasty, it just came out in paperback, look it up. And he said, when he was doing the book, there was a moment that he had talked to Belichick and then talked to Brady. Now, this has been my 2-year ad nauseum anthem on this show. The sport has made it harder for defensive coaches to win. Even good defensive coaches, Pete Carroll, Mike Tomlin, Bill Belichick, feel outdated. The rules have been tweaked to take away their assets and strengths and give them to offensive coaches. So here's Wickersham talking about, as he researched the book, a Belichick-Brady moment.
He was talking about this route concept that they had stolen from Urban Meyer. And I said, you know, what do you guys call that? And he goes, oh, we call it our Gator package. From Urban Meyer in Florida. Then I went to go talk to Brady about it, and I said, yeah, so when you run your Gator package, and he kind of just stares at me like he has no idea what I'm talking about. And I'm like, Gator package? And he goes, yeah, I don't know. I was like, well, Coach Belichick told me it's the Gator package. And he said, yeah, you have to remember, he's a defensive coach.
Mike Tomlin, 4 years. Can't find the right coordinator, can't fix the offensive line. Sean McDermott in Buffalo until this year. And even this year, they have no running game. It's just Josh Allen running around. Pete Carroll couldn't get along with Russell Wilson. I know. Russell's no good now suddenly, right? All I know is his Subway commercial was lit. I saw it yesterday. The point being is, I think what I'm saying here, we're starting to hear it more and more and more. When a business you're in, even if you're great, takes away one of your assets or tools to be great, can't clutch on the side anymore, you can't hit over the middle, can't use intimidation, even for Bill Belichick or a Greg Popovich, it changes everything.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
I looked it up this morning. There are six great games. Miami-Cincinnati Thursday on Amazon, I think it's a really good game. I think Monday Night Football is Rams-Niners, really good game. I think Denver and Las Vegas, the Raiders' season is here. So that's going to be, yeah. I think it's in Vegas. Denver and Vegas is great. I don't even count Green Bay and New England as one of the great games. Buffalo and Jacksonville plays somebody that's really good. Philadelphia. Jacksonville, Philadelphia, two young stars at quarterback. Buffalo Ravens is good. This is an interesting one. Justin Fields, through the first 3 weeks of the season, has 297 passing yards. It's 2022. Like, that's a disaster. It's the lowest total for any quarterback who started and finished three straight games since the 70s. That is unbelievable. But it is interesting, isn't it? You see the truth very quickly with quarterbacks. And you can always tell, if you're totally honest with yourself, when you don't have the guy. Because you always blame the coach, the GM, and teammates, and receivers. Like in New York now. Well, we had a lot of drops. Oh, the protection wasn't good. The quarterback has to be a solution. Because with salary caps, every team has imperfections. Joe Burrow is the solution to the imperfection a salary cap creates. Justin Herbert set rookie records first year with the Chargers. They had the second worst O-line in the league. Daniel Jones is never a solution. He needs everything to be perfect. It never is in this league. Never, ever is in this league. But it is interesting how quickly you see the truth. Look at the 2021 first-round quarterback draft class. Trevor Lawrence, as we predicted, is the star and looks the part. Mac Jones, ceiling's low, needs everything to be in place. Mac Jones is what we thought he was, very limited. Zach Wilson, I said he was slight. I worry about injuries. Hero ball, bad judgment. We've seen all of it. And then there's Justin Fields, who I like, but I said, I don't know if he's good enough to overcome the Bears' dysfunction. He isn't. Trey Lance is a hard one because he's hurt, and we don't know, and he's raw. He struggles with accuracy. I thought he'd be better at this point, but he's hurt, so I don't really know. But it is interesting. You really figured out very quickly. Kyler was talented. Lamar was great. Lamar's first year comes in week 11. He goes 6-1. Next year, MVP. Mahomes, Josh Allen. And people say, well, Josh Allen... By the beginning of the second year, Josh Allen looked really, really good. Year one, he looked good. He completed 55% of his throws. If you're still clinging to your quarterback 2-3 years in, like, you know Daniel Jones isn't the guy. And how do you know he's not the guy? Because Giant fans are constantly blaming other people. Drops, coaches. If you got the right guy, he is the solution to imperfect football teams. This is not baseball, the Yankees, Dodgers. You buy your problems away. It's not college football or college basketball where the better you are, the better players you get. In the NFL, salary caps, and it's a hard cap, limit greatness. The Rams last year, not very good at linebacker, very average at safety, crossing their fingers that OBJ could make a difference, and by half, he was gone, he was hurt. Cincinnati, bad interior O-line. Linebackers average. Not a ton of experience on offense. Joe Burrow overcame it. So we're already seeing on the 2021 class, Mac Jones limited, Trevor's the star, Zach is a little too hero ball and fragile, Justin not good enough to overcome the nonsense in Chicago, Trey Lance, He comes back. We give him a second run. We'll see. Not encouraging now because he's raw, needs reps, won't get him. That one, you kind of slide off. I don't know how that's going to turn out.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21-plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net, with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
the voice of college football at Fox Sports, Joel Klatt is joining us. Okay, so I'm doing. By the way, the Michigan Maryland game. Tua's brother plays at Maryland. He's fun.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Maryland's a lot better this year.
Way better.
Yeah.
So I've been very pro Michigan this year, and then I saw something Saturday.
Uh oh, what'd you see?
It takes a keen eye to see this. A lot of people may have missed it.
What was it?
So I like J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah, they're a quarterback.
Mobile, easy thrower.
Yep.
He does something you cannot do against Ohio State. You cannot do it against Georgia. And it's going to be their undoing.
What is it?
He's trying to be perfect. He holds the ball too long.
Yeah, so I actually did a dive on this, a deep dive on this, and this is the area that he's got to grow.
Iowa's defense.
Iowa's defense is one of those defenses that you cannot be indecisive with because they major in tips and overthrows. You get those tips, you get the overthrows, they're going to turn them into turnovers, and then maybe they'll turn them into points. I don't know, but maybe they'll just punt with Torrey Taylor. But it's interesting for me because young quarterbacks have to learn that. You know, part of growing up as a quarterback, Colin, is that you are going to at some point hit a line where you can't just out-athlete everybody.
That's right.
And you've got to put yourself back into the system and really utilize the system to the best of its capability.
And he's a good athlete.
He is a good athlete, but you can't be the high school kid that didn't just looks and be like, oh, I've got a deep corner route on the left side. Now I'm going to chuck it down there. He held the ball too long against Maryland. There were a couple of times in particular in the red zone where he made poor choices, but that's also a maturation process. You've got to go through things like that, watch the film on a week in, a week out basis in order to get better. If JJ plays the way that he played last week, this week against Iowa, they're in trouble. They're in trouble.
I think
and
so.
That's a difficult place to play. Jim Harbaugh knows it. He knows that that's where top five teams go to die, you know, and he's even said that at Kinnick Stadium. Now, I know Iowa doesn't have a great offense, but that defense will make you pay. Will make you pay.
I was almost thought about going to the game to give it a little more buzz. Well, I'm going to stay home.
I'm sure. The people in Iowa are very disappointed that you didn't.
By the way,
you decided to stay home.
You better send me a video. You know they like me there.
Oh, 100%. That's one of my favorite things is not only just going to Kinnick, which is one of my favorite venues in all of college football. You do the wave after the first quarter. It's one of the great traditions in college football. But then it's just walking as with a selfie video and just seeing how many people jump in and be like, hey, give Colin hell. You know?
Okay.
It's my favorite.
So Georgia, I think, is on a different level.
Sure.
And then I think Bama, Ohio State are really good.
Yep.
And then I think Michigan would beat USC if they played. I don't know if Clemson would.
What do you think about the gap between 4 and 3? Like between the top three and the rest?
That's my takeaway. So I kind of put now, after watching Ohio State, I'm going to put Georgia, Bama, Ohio State, predictably, there.
Okay.
I'm not sure Clemson, Michigan. By the way, Kentucky, Ole Miss,
Oklahoma State can be thrown in there, Tennessee.
I think USC has an argument as the fourth or fifth best team in the country.
Well, here's the deal is that if once you get past the top three, then I think there's probably 10 teams that could say, like Utah, if they just Utah on any given Saturday could be up there and beating a USC or a Michigan.
Are you surprised by how slick this roster was? 4-8 last year.
Well, I'm not surprised because they brought in so much talent. You're talking about USC. They brought in so much talent, and I just know, like, Lincoln Riley's one of the best coaches in America. That was going to make a huge difference,
right.
And it has. And it's really important the way that they won that game against Oregon State. USC wins a game in which their star player plays his worst game. That's important for the rest of the roster to realize that their contributions are going to matter. You know, it's no longer just like, oh, Caleb is just going to win the game for us. It's like, no. Hey, defense, your 4 interceptions, they mattered. It just wasn't filling the stat sheet. If you didn't get those 4 interceptions, you weren't going to win the game. The pressure that they were able to put on the quarterback I thought was really good.
I think
up on the front.
They passed the eye test.
They do, but it's a larger issue, right? It's not just about, well, who's number four. We've got such a gap between the top three schools and everybody else in college football. And you can say, like, well, it's talent. Yeah, but do you realize how far the gap is? It's dramatic. Let me just give it to you with some numbers. If you take a look at the talent team composite, okay, that means you take the roster and you look at what they were as recruits and you say, like, how talented is each roster in the country?
Yeah.
Right now, Alabama's the number one talent composite roster. Guess what? Georgia and Ohio State are right there. They're the top three.
It
looks like it. But the gap is really stark. Let's just put it this way. The 11th ranked team in the team composite is USC. It's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
11th best, you know, talent in the country. The gap between USC and Alabama, who's number one, is the same as the gap between USC and FAU at 69th. The bulk of college football is actually fairly even.
Yeah.
Fairly even.
Right.
As opposed to the top three who are way out in front of everybody else. So this is how you get, like, Tulane beats Kansas State, then Kansas State beats OU, or how you get Oregon State playing great against USC.
I watched Serena. I watched Federer. I watched
Tiger Woods, same thing.
Barcelona, Tiger Woods. My whole life I watched Ollie when I was a kid. The greats are always much greater. Like, when I used to watch Michael Jordan, I can remember sitting on the couch and watching Michael Jordan in a playoff game and remember talking to a friend saying, he's so much better than the second best player. LeBron in his prime was so much better than number two. I think Giannis now, both ends of the floor, you're like, he just does whatever. So I it doesn't bother me. I do think there's other teams. Texas played Bama. You saw the talent. USC will combine. Okay, let's go to this. It would be very easy right now in America for me to mock, to elbow, to poke Oklahoma. I'm above that. So... when Brent Venables arrived, here's all I heard. We're going to be tougher. Oh, fancy boys going to L.A. We're going to be tougher. Yeah, tougher to watch. That defense got rolled. You know who's playing great defense? Old fancy boy in L.A.
Well, I don't know about great. Hey, let's relax
State
on
got beat by Tulane.
They did.
That was horrible.
By the way, this is the third time in the last 4 years that Kansas State has beat Oklahoma. So it's not like old fancy boy didn't take those whippings from Kansas State either, right? I want to be fair in all of this. This Kansas State team, they came in there and they beat up Oklahoma badly. And now it's on tape. Like, that's the blueprint. If you're going to go play Oklahoma, you better test the middle of that defense.
Yeah.
And Brent Venables better get it right. There's one thing I do know about this sport, though. You're never as good as you think you are, and you're never as bad as you think
except
you are.
Except Georgia.
Well, maybe. That might be true, although they didn't play their best game against Kent State. But Oklahoma is a case study in that. They weren't as good as what we thought they were when they played a Nebraska team that was clearly deflated the week that they lost their coach. And they're probably not as bad as the team that got pushed around against Kansas State. They're probably somewhere in the middle.
All right.
Here's one thing I do know. They were totally undisciplined as far as penalty goes, and their quarterback played his worst game that I think he's going
to
play
this
year.
You know what it looked like to me?
And they're going to get beat when he does that.
Looked like they lost a great coach.
By the way, that conference
is good.
Well, where's the easy game in the Big 12?
It's good.
So if you're OU, OU fans were after me as well, because I said, listen, Lincoln Riley's probably going to have a top 10 team. And then I said, boy, when you look at Oklahoma and their schedule this year, you know, they might have
they got a lot of danger
three losses.
Games.
And
Oklahoma State now is
Oklahoma
like.
Oklahoma State is good.
Baylor, Iowa State, watch out.
Kansas has the fourth ranked scoring offense in the country. They've scored 27 touchdowns. The only other team that scored 27 touchdowns is Ohio State.
This year may be a big L sandwich for those guys. Breaks my heart. All right, let's move to this. Okay, let's not pile on Oklahoma.
No.
Okay.
We wouldn't do that.
Now, through the years, I've been very pro Sark. And Texas Tech is not a laughingstock. They got players, they score. You got to win those games because those donors.
Yeah.
Here's the other thing. Oklahoma, Brett Venables is one of them. They're not going to get rid of him. Sark, Texas, they just buy guy. They don't care.
Well, it's been part of their problem.
If he loses this weekend, there are donors that will say he's not the guy. You know I'm right.
That is true, although he's done things with that program that make them feel like it's going to be okay. And I will say, I came on this show and on my podcast. You can go download it, by the way, Joel Klatt Show. I said they're going to lose. After the Alabama loss, I said they're going to lose again before Red River. Why? Because their quarterback got hurt.
Yeah.
So they're not – and they were a different team with Hudson Card than they were with Quinn Ewers.
No question.
And so I knew that they were going to get beat at some point. It happened on the road against Texas Tech.
Yeah.
The more alarming part is that they keep giving up fourth quarter leads. And that's a problem.
Is that because they you should be able to secure wins because they have the best running back in the country.
That's right.
You can eat clock. That means to me, is it a situational lack of awareness? You, with Bijan Robinson, you should always have a lead and eat the clock and win the game.
If you have a lead, what it comes down to is line of scrimmage. If you have a lead and you can win the line of scrimmage, you will win the game. You will win the game. But if you have to continue doing things that protect your line of scrimmage because it's not great yet, then you're going to put the ball in harm's way. And by the way, I don't expect Bijan Robinson to fumble late in the game like he did against Texas Tech.
Yeah, he's great.
But as their offensive line gets better and more mature, remember they had two true freshmen start in that game against Alabama. They're very young, but it was the top offensive line class in the recruiting cycle last year. They will get better. I do think that I still believe in Texas. I think they could still wind up in the Big 12 championship game.
Oh.
That's a really talented roster. When Ewers comes back, remember this, folks. They have five-star starters just on their offense when Quinn Ewers is back. That's as talented as you can possibly get, and I think that they're going to be all right.
You were not a five-star guy, but look at your life.
I was
not
a walk-on.
All about stars.
I was a walk-on.
Hey, you know so that? Was I. I walked into a radio station. They gave me a job. We're both walk-ons.
How about that? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, you know, got a lot in common.
Did you
here.
Badger him? Did
no.
you just give badger
no,
him to death?
I was just yes or no, sir, and did just
you
popped.
Yes or no, sir?
Very respectful.
Nobody listening believes that.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Okay, let's shift gears quickly. So I don't get caught up in the rankings. You know, somebody on the internet, and I apologize, somebody had a great line. They said if your rankings look like standings, they're not really rankings. And I look at the top 10 rankings a lot of times, and it's just the undefeated teams. And I think,
right.
I mean, like you said, Texas, after they lost to Bama close, I'd have moved them up.
So, which I did, by the way.
Yeah, you did. So give me, what is your biggest complaint with the AP rankings?
My biggest complaint is that they don't do their job, which is evaluate the team. Right? Like the AP poll system is just totally broken. It's a joke. The fact that Kansas is not ranked tells me
in the top 20,
in the top 25, they're not ranked. And it's why? Because you're trying to legitimize your preseason thoughts as a voter. So Team A and Team B. Team A is sixth strength of record. They're the fourth best scoring offense in the country. They've scored 27 touchdowns. They've won two road games, one in conference, and one against a team that was favored to win their conference and be a group of five
That's
representative.
Team A.
Team B, 35th best strength of record. They're 3-1, so they've lost a game. They only have one road win. Their points per game is 43rd in college football, and they beat West Virginia by 7. So who should be ranked? Team A, Team B?
Team A.
Team A is Kansas. Team B is Pitt. Pitt's ranked. Kansas is not. Why is Pitt ranked? Because they were ranked in the preseason. And the AP poll voters don't know what they're looking at. You are not good at your job because you don't evaluate what's actually going on the field.
Well, you know what? Look, can I defend the media, of which I'm barely a part of? Because in the NFL, I'm not asked to vote. But in college football, if I'm a voter, I'm at a game. I can't watch all these games. So a lot of it is I look at the score, I watch highlights on YouTube, and I'm not in all defending bad voting. But I think you have to strongly consider the AP's an outdated premise. There's so many games.
But it also still matters in college football. This is my argument. Everyone says, like, coaches, well, it doesn't matter. Well, it does still matter because...
How about take it out?
Because perception still matters in this sport. Subjectivity still matters in this sport. It matters how many times you're ranked in the top 25 when it comes to contract time. It matters if you're ranked when you go into a recruit's house and you say, hey, I want you to come to our program because we're a ranked team. These things matter, and I'm sorry, like, if you accept the responsibility of being an AP poll voter, you can't then turn around and be like, it's hard. Well, you accepted the job, so suck it up and do it right.
Well, you're very rigid today on your demands.
Well, it's a sense of urgency.
Let me soften you up a bit.
Let's see it.
So Oregon's offensive coordinator, Kenny, is it Dillingham?
Yes.
He told Sports Illustrated that he blames LeBron going to Miami for the college football player movement problem, citing the need to play on super teams. What do you make of that?
I think that's a stretch. I don't think that we can sit here and blame LeBron when that's more of a cultural shift. I mean, like that's what we do.
The empowerment of young employees.
Well, and I mean, listen, in our culture, this is a very Colin thing to do. Like, what? This is not even a sports take. In our culture, we navigate where we're most comfortable, where we feed ourselves. We get into news cycles that only benefit our own frame of mind.
That's
and so
Facebook.
We're just going to, you know, it's Facebook. It's our entire culture. We do things that are comfortable, that's comfortable for us, that makes ourselves feel better about ourselves.
Yeah.
And the transfer portal, where's the kid supposed to go? Where it's most difficult? Like, that doesn't, like, why?
By the way, I'm not opposed to that cultural shift. I don't want to beat my head over with a piece of lumber every day.
You could say that, like, the news cycle and us becoming more rigid in our own silos doesn't make culture better.
Now, that I agree. That's something that Bill Maher and Bill Clinton both talked about 10 years ago, I think. Clinton was the first one that brought it up in that if you start living in your silo and you only get the information that you agree with, you become very rigid because you really believe if you sit on a Reddit board with all your wackadoo friends telling you this politician's good and this is bad, that's what I believe in.
I think we have a bigger problem in college football, not trying to form a super team. I think we have a bigger problem that we don't have players that understand how to face adversity and then, more importantly, work through adversity. You know, a big one of these, and this is a guy that you love, Caleb Williams' body language Saturday night was
not
awful.
Good.
It was awful. And it's like, hey, Brozif, like, it's not always easy. I don't know what to tell you. It's football. This is not
flag. I didn't like it either.
This is not the commercial. You know, like, it's not always going to go perfectly for you. You're not always going to win. In life and on the football field, you've got to go through hard things because the trials and tribulation of this life is what produces perseverance. Right? So, like, that's a bigger problem with young people today than wanting to go join a super team. They don't understand how to see, face, and work through adversity.
Hmm. Kids, let me tell you a different message. When you see adversity, run. It's no fun. It's obnoxious.
It's, you do it. I mean, you bring me on every week.
You know what?
That's adversity for you because you've really got to think when I'm in here. You got to be on your P's and Q's. I commend Colin.
All right, give me your top 10, Clatt.
Well, I mean, I got Georgia number one because Georgia is Georgia
down.
Right
let's
now.
Let's let the audience consume it. Let's do this together as a team.
I see.
I'm your lead blocker on this. Let's put up your top 10.
Let's do it.
Okay, do we have it?
Yeah, it is.
Talk our way through it.
Georgia's number one. I think Georgia is the most complete and best team in the country.
Okay, I have moved Ohio State to two.
I'm
satisfied with what my keen insight has seen.
Ohio State is the best offense in the country, and they're playing better on defense.
Yeah.
Alabama has had some struggles on the road going back to last year.
Yeah.
Remember, 2-point win against Florida, lost to A&M, 4 overtime
Arkansas?
Win against Auburn.
When do they play Arkansas?
And then the 1-point game against Texas, that's this week at Arkansas.
Mm.
So watch out for that game. And then after that, I'm going to go Michigan, Clemson. Are the next two, and that's kind of the next tier. And then when you get 6 to 10, there's about 10 teams you can pick from. I went Kentucky, Oklahoma State, USC, Penn State, and Tennessee.
Hey, I want to put something on your radar you probably don't know anything about. There's a quarterback at Kentucky named Will Levis.
Yeah,
I'm familiar. I have picked him up on YouTube. Keep your eye on him. I saw a YouTube clip last week. And I just want to throw it out there because a lot of times you come on here and you're just
okay. So I will tell you, Will Levis is likely going to be the third quarterback taken in the NFL draft.
Big mistake. He's I would go Bryce Will Levis. It's nothing against CJ. I think we have three guys that are going to make it.
No, he's not better than CJ Stroud. That was cute of you. I mean, giving him props and everything, but he'll be the third quarterback taken
in
the draft.
Can they beat
Ole Miss?
It's in Oxford.
That's going to be a tough one. You know, Ole Miss has won 12 straight at home.
I know.
So that one's going to be tough, and Ole Miss can run the heck out of the ball. I think Ole Miss wins that game this weekend.
All right. Will Levis, keep
I'll keep an eye on him. What is it, on YouTube?
YouTube's got some clips. He plays in the SEC.
Got it.
Kentucky.
Got it.
Which is now a football school. John Calipari, sorry for that shout-out, but they're pretty good in football. Are they not?
Well, I mean,
they're not losing to St. Peter's in football. I'll tell you that.
I know Kentucky's basketball program makes revenue, and so this is not a shot, but they don't make as much revenue as the football program. Just is what it is.
$68,000, Mitch Barnhart. He's the athletic director. At one point, he hated me.
No.
They all do.
At some point? do they eventually come around?
I used to.
It's like the Iowa
long
folks.
Long story.
The Iowa folks, they've got a soft spot for you.
Hi, Iowa. Good seeing you, Clatt.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovis is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovis boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovis has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dakovis store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Dakovis.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.